pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
And welcome to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for being with us on this Friday. It's finally Friday morning. Text line 251-343-0106. You need to be in touch with the program. All you got to do is text me. Coming up on the program this morning, about a half hour from now, from Alabama Daily News and Capital Journal, Todd Stacey. And then in the 11 o'clock hour, our returning champion, State Senator Chris Elliott. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Joining us now on the line, we're kicking off the program today with our senior United States Senator, also candidate for governor here in Alabama, Tommy Tuberville. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Welcome to the 250th birthday year of our great country, and we're fighting hard up here, Jeff. It's been a fist fight for the last month, but we're making a little progress.
Yeah, well, a rescission package, and it's head to the president's desk. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, first of all, it was a big, beautiful bill, which about, I'd say close to 80% of it was really, really good, and some of it wasn't as great as we wanted it, but here's what it is. You can only do a little at a time. As Dr. Oz, I've got to know him pretty well, and he said, we just need to put the base in this thing and start where we need to start and work from there for the next few years. The rescission package, it's only $9 billion, and it was basically to fund USAID and National Public Radio, which is a disgrace. And, PBS, the public broadcasting system, is not too bad. A lot of states will take money from some other places and continue that on. But at the end of the day, it was 0.1% of our budget. It basically covers about a week of our national debt interest payment. But we had to fight six or seven rhinos up here, and people show their spots, when things get tough or they want to cut. But we've got to cut this, cut spending a lot more than what we did in this rescission package. But it's a start. We're having several of us are going over and having dinner with the president tonight at the White House and talking about the next step. But the next one has got to be a bigger step. Can we get it done? I don't know with all these rhinos we got in the Senate.
Well, I mean, and the fight for just $9 billion, like you said, but the thing with the public broadcasting that was right, that wasn't long for this world. It's something that should have been done long ago. But even that, Coach, you got a lot of pushback.
Yeah, I don't think people really understand it. With the internet, with all the cable and TV and all the channels, the weather channels, the alerts are out there. I mean, if you're going to count on the NPR and PBS to be your alert for weather and news, then you got problems. We're in the 21st century, and we're way past that. Now, obviously, there are good people involved in that, but as I said, hey, we cannot continue to just push money out there and things that used to be good, used to be relevant, but they're not anymore. And there's a lot more things that we have to do and a lot of these other agencies, and we're going to have to do it. And it's going to be like pulling teeth, but we at least have to try. We've got President Trump is willing to sign off on it. We've got the House and the Senate, and we better do it now, because if we don't, you're going to see $15 loaves of bread and, $20 half a gallon of milk. Inflation is going to go sky high because our dollar is not going to be worth anything.
Well, talk about, let's kind of switch gears to the tariff situation. All the doom and gloom and everything that was supposed to happen, and not just tariffs, but just the Trump administration kind of economic policy in general. It doesn't look to me like we're really in a death spiral as we were told we would be at this point.
Yeah. We're in a little bit of a recession, but this is not because of President Trump. It's because of all the nonsense that the Democrats did in throwing out their $7 or $8 trillion should have never been done. It put us all in harm's way. He's trying to dig us out of a hole, and, economy's down. Now inflation's not that high. It's low as it's been, and President Trump's even getting that down. The interest rates are out of sight, and and Jerome Powell is not to step up. Now, there's some consequences to him lowering the rates, but we have to weigh the good versus the bad. But it's the tariffs are working. The problem is you have 100 countries that want, they're standing in line wanting to deal with the president and his economic team. You can't do it overnight. I mean, it didn't get to this point overnight, and it can't happen overnight. But if you go back and look, you know, for 4 years, we were printing $80,000 a second to push out all this money that the Biden administration wanted to flood the zone with. And now the printing presses are gone. President Trump stopped all that, and we actually made money in June from all these tariffs. It's our only chance, folks. We can't. If we continue to print money, your money's not going to be any good. But if we continue, if we, President Trump's plan works, economic plan of making the other countries pay their fair share when it comes to trade, then we got a chance. I mean, it's not a given that this is going to work. When you dig yourself a hole, it's like being a football team. You dig yourself a hole of being down 35-0 at halftime. You know, you got to try everything you possibly can to get back in the game. And that's what President Trump trying to do. He's the tariffing. He's trying to get Jerome Powell to drop the interest rates. He's doing everything he can to get the illegals out that are costing you, the taxpayers, $70,000 a year each. We can't afford that. And so the border's secure now to some point. It'll never be 100% secure, but it's secure to the point where we don't have 5,000 people a day coming in here taking taxpayers' money and hospitalization, education away from the American taxpayer. So, I mean, it's a process. And President Trump inherited a complete disaster, but at least we can see a little bit of progress as we go along here.
These deportation raids, and I guess if you're keeping up with the news in Alabama, the Taco Tuesday, as I've dubbed it, Tuesday, they hit a bunch of Mexican restaurants up in your neck of the woods there, from Auburn all the way to I guess the river region in Montgomery. But I mean, I think this is sort of what we voted for. They're casting a wide net here, and if you get swept up in it, well, then you're going to go home. But I was talking to a former DHS agent yesterday on the show, and it sends a message, right? There's a deportation element. A self-deportation element, I should say. Hey, you could do it the easy way, or you could do it the hard way.
Yeah, what hasn't been probably said enough is there's over 1 million people that have taken the $1,000 and gone back to their home country. They self-deported themselves, and which is what should happen because President Trump is eventually going to get you. But what is happening as we speak is they are going after the cartels. They're going after the drug smugglers, the criminals, and all that. Now, there are some people that swept up in that are hanging around these people. And if that happens, you're going to get swept up, with the tidal wave. And what happened in Opelika this week, it was drugs. It was cartel. It was money laundering. It was trafficking. And there was some robberies there. And at the end of the day, there were other people that were there working in this situation. Well, guess what? You're going to go right along with them, right back to your country or in jail if you're implicated in this. So there's not an easy way to do this. ICE has taken a beating all over the country from these blue cities, and protesters are throwing rocks and all that at them. One guy was even shooting at them the other day, and somebody's going to get killed. And when that happens, you know, President Trump's even told ICE, that, listen, you protect yourself, and if it takes doing whatever you need to do, you protect yourself and you do your job. So at least we got a president that's running the whole show here that's saying, listen, do your job, and I give you all authority of what you need to do to get it done.
Well, Coach, here's the thing, and the left will tell you, well, these are just people come here who want a better life, who want a better way or whatever, and what we're finding is when these guys who are cutting the corners on labor and I'm not saying it's across the board everywhere, but when they're cutting corners on labor, they're also cutting corners or doing some other bad things. I mean, this is sort of kind of this black market of labor. If they're going to cheat there, then they're definitely going to cheat in other places.
Yeah, you can't take your eye off the law. And we do need workers because we got 8 million people in this in this country as we speak. They're laying on the couch, not doing anything, don't want to work, taking food stamps and SNAP and getting all the public help that they possibly get. Because it's more work. That's what they got to go back to work. And if you don't, we've got to cut that off. That's what we're trying to do in the big, beautiful deal. Getting, right, getting people off Medicaid and things that don't deserve it. You're 28 years old and healthy and just want to sit home and do things the way you want to do it. That ain't going to work. This country wasn't built like that. We do need a new immigration policy with visas. We do need workers in the fields, and that's going to do work that sometimes we can't find for. But at the end of the day, this country was built on the backs of hardworking people, and we can't just all of a sudden stop and say, oh, we're going to bring people in and pay them a lot less. The people that got busted down in Gulfport, the high school that was building that high school, the contractor actually, said that we didn't do enough vetting. They apologized for it because they were wrong. You can't do it that way. You can't come in and let, and I'm not saying this happened, but a lot of these people come in and 50 people work off one social security number. Well, that's not vetting. That's kind of, turning a blind eye. I know we need workers in the worst way. Everybody comes to see me here now in DC that from Alabama, all these manufacturers that coach, our worst thing is obviously, people that want to work. We're going to correct that. But first of all, you can't allow, 30, 40, 50, 60 million people being in this country that we're having to pay for, that some are taking care of themselves, but there are a lot of them aren't. A lot of them are trying to just spend the dime of the taxpayers' money, and we can't afford it.
We're joined by Tommy Tuberville here on the program for just a few more minutes. Gubernatorial campaign, I know you've been very focused on what's going on in your Senate role, but campaign coming along?
Yeah, it's coming good. We've gotten endorsements from most of the big groups. Obviously, the DCA and was big now for this week. But people know who I am, and they know that what I say I mean, and we're going to try to do it. And as President Trump told me, he said, it's not my bigger idea to go back, and then we'll send the money and the power back to the states, which is what this country is built on. So we'll be doing it at the right time, but I'm not going to have a chance to go out. I mean, there's days that, like, 2 nights ago, got in at 4 a.m. from voting all night. We worked 30 straight hours for the big, beautiful bill. We got to continue to push this. We got a hard job up here for the next year and a half. We've got President Trump has got to have a great first 2 years. We got to keep the House and the Senate and him. If we can do that, we can make a lot of progress. But it worries me that, a lot of people are looking at this and going, this is not something I don't like sending people back home it's just the policies. Better wake up. This country was built on hard work, not giveaways.
Well, and that's another concern, not just your election in 26, but the House and the Senate. If the House falls to the Democrats, it's going to be impeachment mania for 2 years, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're talking about it right now because they have no agenda. There's no game plan up here for these people. If you look at this communist they have in trying to elect as mayor of New York, that would be a disaster, not just for New York, but for our country. But it's already happened in San Francisco, all of California. Newsom's nothing but a socialist communist. And of course, you go to Chicago and some of these other big cities. They're crumbling within, and they need more money. And the only way they get more money is the Democrats give it to them. Well, everybody in the rich states, they pay their own way. And so it's going to be a fight to the in this next go around of keeping President Trump with his power. But as you said, if the House goes Democrat, it will be an impeachment trial about every 3 weeks. It's sad we've gotten to this point, but they've gone so far left up here that you don't even recognize them anymore. Even the Democrats, I'm a Democrat, I'm not a far left Democrat, but if you vote that way, it's making a difference what you say, it's what you do.
Well, it sounds like you're going to make, but the Republicans are going to make the Democrats own this Mom Donnie guy. That's going to be it. I mean, you're like, this is what you get when you check the box for the guy with the D next to his name.
Oh yeah, fight will be on.
Yeah,
we're not going to put up with it, and in the red states. We're not going to put up with people just pumping money and not earning and not doing their job, not believing in grocery stores or run by government. No police, just all social workers handling law and order. And these people have lost their mind. If you don't have safe neighborhoods and streets, it doesn't make any difference how much money you got or how nice and great your family is or whatever. If you lose security of your neighborhood and don't have freedoms that we used to have and trust of the law enforcement, then you have nothing. And so, I'm a little concerned about that. Some places in Montgomery and Birmingham and some of the other places in the state of Alabama, we have got to button the hatches down and, make sure that the drug people and the human traffickers and people that want to live off American people by doing things the wrong way are taken care of. We can't give our country, our state, to these people that want to just live off the land and in terms of breaking laws every day.
Coach, we appreciate your time this morning. Let's do it again soon.
All right, Jeff. Thank you. God bless.
All right. That was our senior U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville there. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.